State Senator Joe Lieveham of Sheboygan and Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipps of West Salem want to end the state's ban on adding nuclear power plants. Hipps calls nuclear power the safest and most environmentally friendly source of electricity. While he's determined the moratorium end, Hipps says they want just one house, the Assembly or Senate, to vote on the plan this session. He says it's because the governor has said he'll veto it.
I want to continue the discussion on this, continue to have more people talk and learn about the environmental safety, the quality, and the low cost of nuclear energy. The fact that in Wisconsin we already provide 20% of our electrical needs through nuclear power. Just continue that discussion and have momentum grow so that when, you know, in the next session, when hopefully we have a new governor, I'll be able to get the bill signed.
In a release, Hipps and Lieveham cite a potential shortage of electricity by next year if no new generating plants come online. Hipps admits the prediction is based on old numbers and is incorrect, and a member of Wisconsin's Public Service Commission says the state has adequate electric generation for the time being. But Commissioner Mark Meyer says future needs are a concern. Meyer says Wisconsin will need to add the equivalent of one major baseload plant every 2 years.
Now, that's not the only way you can do it. I think that you need to look at a mix of things to meet that 375 megawatts. You can do it through transmission, bringing electricity into the state. You can look at it in terms of generation, or, you know, adding plants. And you can also look at conservation.
Recently, nuclear energy opponents concerned about nuclear waste storage have begun a campaign asking legislators not to sign on to the Lieveham and Hipps bill. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.